B'zat Hashem, with Hashem's loving grace, this is Emunah Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled, One Soul, An Entire World. With the 3 weeks upon us and all the negative headlines that we have to deal with, it's hard for a person to feel good about himself. So our message today is intended to be a spiritual antidote to all that's trying to pull us down. 3 weeks is a time to yearn for Mashiach in the Holy Temple, but not a time to be sad or depressed. The Gemara in Tractate Tanis tells us that at this time of the year, we should tone down our joy, but it certainly doesn't say that we should feel depressed, and here's why. If we open the Gemara to Tractate Sanhedrin, page 37a, we see that anyone who kills another person is considered as if he destroyed the entire world, and the opposite is true. Anyone who saves another person's life is as if he saved the entire world. So what do we learn from this? Hashem doesn't do the tiniest function without a specific reason. Since every neshama, every soul is an entire world, it was created for a very good reason. And if there are no needless creations, then there are certainly no needless souls. So think of it this way. Maybe you're down on yourself, or maybe you don't think that you're important. If Hashem created your soul and put it in this world, it means that the world cannot function properly without you. That's exactly what the Gemara teaches us when it says that anyone that saves a soul saves the entire world. And I'll prove it to you. Take a look at a supersonic jet fighter. Well, the smallest, tiniest little screw or bolt can't say, "Oh, I'm insignificant," because if it comes loose or it gets lost, it could endanger the entire aircraft. So you realize what this means? If a little bolt or a little screw is important to an aircraft, then a person is certainly important to the world, and he or she fails to realize their value. They endanger the entire world. The whole world could come apart, just like that aircraft. So how does a person realize his or her value? By way of emunah and tshuva with love. Not tshuva that you beat yourself up, tshuva with love. With emunah, you know that Hashem created you for a wonderful reason, and He also created your neighbor for a wonderful reason. And with tshuva with love, you know that Hashem created you and He gave you your own set of tools, and He loves you. Every one of us needs to teach himself to ask Hashem's forgiveness for selling ourselves short and being down ourselves. When a person doubts himself, he actually is doubting the Hashem, he's doubting the Creator. And for doubting Hashem, we have to make tshuva. So once you know that Hashem loves you, you can love yourself. And once you love yourself, you can love your fellow human. With that in mind, you'll never be down on yourself, and you won't talk bad about other people. So as soon as there's no Lashon Hara and there's no slander in the world, we uproot intramural hate. That's the reason that the Second Temple was destroyed, and we paved the way for Geula and the rebuilding of our Holy Temple, speedily in our days. Amen. God bless.